what you made of the statement that you wrote, that you gave to Minn Kota Power as you testified. Will you, this is a statement that you wrote out, is it in your own handwriting?
Yes, it is.
And what did you do with it after you wrote it out?
I sent it to Mitchell Hines, project manager, MP, Grand Forks, North Dakota, basically.
By the United States mail?
That is correct.
All right.
Yes.
I have, for identification for the record, the exhibit is marked as Free 1. Mr. Freed, are you offering this exhibit to be part of the record for the Public Service Commission?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
I have no objection.
Mr. Sagsveen?
I have no objection.
Free 1 is received. Mr. Freed, do you have anything further to add?
Not according to this,
okay.
But which isn't on here is the irrigation. I see that other people have talked about that, and I can see that. You know, I have no irrigation on this land presently, and if this power line does go through, if irrigation ever comes to that point down there, it won't happen on that land there. Other than that.
All right. Does that conclude your statement, Mr. Free?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
I just wondered if you could tell us where your property is again. And I don't know if maybe we could put a map up and show it. I'm not sure. I'm thinking it's 12D, because that's near Mertz, right?
It's in Sheridan County. I believe it's Mertz Township.
Okay. I believe Mertz Township. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Section, it says here, section 12,
okay.
And 14775 West.
Okay. I think that is on the left-hand side of Exhibit 12D.
You want me to point it out?
Sure. Okay, so you're pointing over to the left-hand side of Exhibit 12D. Okay, thank you. And is there a house on that property?
No, there isn't.
And do you farm that property currently, or does somebody farm that property?
No, my brother and I farm it currently.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I had a house there at one time.
Okay, but there's no house there now?
No, not presently. No.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sagsby.
What were the sections of your property? Was it 13 and 14? In the Mertz, was it sections 13 and 14?
No, it's just section 12.
12. Okay. I have no additional.
Mr. Lane?
Is there a hunting cabin or something on that property?
No, there is no hunting cabin, but I do lease it. I've leased it to three parties, or not. Cheyenne Valley Lodge used to rent it or lease it, and now it's the presently is Central Dakota Lodge is currently leasing it, and it is basically the most sought after property in that area, because when the geese and the crane come into that area, they for some reason like that three quarters right there. I mean, that's basically where they like to feed, if all possible. But
is the airstrip still being used?
No, the airstrip has been discontinued. When I moved, I used to live down there, and I had the airstrip there. And after purchasing the current property where I'm living, up about 10 miles north, then I discontinued the airstrip and moved up there.
Okay. All right, thanks. No further questions.
Questions by the commission. Commissioner Clark.
just out of curiosity, is the airstrip just plowed over now and it's
yes,
cultivated?
Yes, just okay. Basically tore it up and farming it.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. That's all I've got.
Any further questions by the commission? Follow up, Ms. Smith.
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Sagsby.
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Lean.
Nothing.
Thank you very much, Mr. Free.
Thank you.
Anyone else, please? Be seated. Please state your name for the record.
Ken Rouser, Goodrich, 1521.
Just a minute. Mr. Okay. Rouser, will you spell your last name for me, please?
Rauser.
And your residence address, sir?
1521 14th Street Northeast.
In Goodrich?
Yes.
And is that also your post office address?
Yes, it is.
Mr. Rouser, are you speaking for any group or organization other than yourself and your family?
Just my family.
Okay. Mr. Rouser, as you heard me advise previous witnesses, your testimony is required to be under oath, and I am required by law to advise you regarding perjury before administering the oath. Perjury is a false statement of material fact which you do not believe to be true. In North Dakota, perjury is a Class C felony, punishable by a fine up to $5,000, imprisonment for a period of up to 5 years or both. Will you raise your right hand, please? Being advised regarding perjury, Mr. Rouser, do you swear that the testimony which you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
You may proceed.
Okay. First, I want to thank you for postponing the meeting. You had we had earlier dates, and it was tough going. Appreciate that. Also, I guess I don't have a dialogue lined up here. It seemed like earlier when I was watching, it seemed like it was a dialogue between Midcourt and everything. I do not have that. I'm just a personal farmer, and I have some opinions. And on this farm, we have three quarters that are covered by your transmission line. And one of them is directly west of what Mr. Free just talked about. I have a quarter in section 11 that my family and I farm, and then also there's two quarters in section 8 of 14775 also. And I guess the whole thing is this power line, I'm not in favor of it due to the GPS stuff we talked about, the buried rock piles we've been doing all these years. We hate to farm around them. It devalues the property, I believe. You know, especially the way the line is set up, it comes right directly through all three quarters. So you have divided land. You have 80 acres on each side of the power line. I think that devalues the property a lot. Aerial application is difficult. If you're going to, we spray for sunflowers, we spray in the spring for insects. A lot of this is aerially done with a power line. We cannot do that. Also, we had an issue that I had taken up, I guess, in when we had the McCluskey meeting. Then Midcota was there and said they would put that power line right next to a quarter line or section line. And now, later on, when Cadresman Lee and Jackson were there at the farm, they moved it to the center of the land. And I guess that I have a big problem with that. Another issue is I'd like to see annual payments. This isn't any different than a wind farm or a wind generator on there. It's going to be there for 99 years. We're going to have to farm around it for that long. I'd like to see annual payments made on that. I guess if these lines were buried, I know it costs a lot of money, but I think if we would bury these lines, I would have no problem signing today. I know it costs a lot of money, but if the end user is in Minnesota or eastern North Dakota, I think they can adjust their rates and pay for it accordingly. I think it's a viable option. If they want power down there, why don't we bury it? May cost more money, but I think that's the only way I see out of this. We had different proposals given to at the meeting in McCluskey, different routes or corridors, I should say. I favored the one by Wing. It seemed like it was the most viable one because there was a lot of hills, pasture land, land that was not very valuable in my books versus tillable ground. I preferred that one. Another one was the one from Painted Canyon that ran from Washburn, Painted Canyon, up to McCluskey, followed the Lone Tree, McCluskey Canal, Lone Tree, and then all the way to Rockford. The state already owns that, or the wildlife, whoever owns it. Why can't we put a power line on that land? And the same way with Nature Conservancy. Why do we have to avoid those areas where we can go across a private individual's land and don't think nothing of it? I prefer buried and be done with it, and then we'll sign tomorrow. I think that's it I have for now, but thank you for having this public meeting and open to us so we can voice our opinion. I appreciate that.
Questions, Ms. Smith?
I have no questions.
Mr. Sagsby?
I have no question.
Mr. Leon?
No questions.
Questions from the commission. Commissioner Clark?
Just quickly, I noted on the land that you had mentioned that it didn't look like there are residences real close to that line. Do you live near the property that you described?
No, I do not.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Closer to Goodrich, it sounded like?
I live north of there, 3 miles.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
No further questions, Commissioner Clark?
Okay.
Commissioner Kramer?
Just thank you.
For your testimony. Okay.
Commissioner Call?
Just thank you for your testimony, Ken. Thank you for wearing the Bison apparel today, too. Do you know that most of the commission is Bison graduates? Did you know that ahead of time?
No, I didn't.
All right, good for you. At least two-thirds, which is a majority. Commissioner Clark talked about it's not our role in compensation and those kind of things, but you talk about the value of land. I mean, is there a dollar amount that could say, okay, this is what, I mean, is that some of your concern that there's just not enough compensation for your loss forever? Or, I mean, I guess that becomes one of the root questions that I've had the last couple of days. If they said $50 million, I mean, does that make it easier? I mean, is that what we're really getting down to the heart
no,
of this?
That, to me, it isn't. I would just as soon have this power line on my neighbor's property.
Okay. Well, okay? I appreciate your honesty.
And give him all the money you want. I don't care, but the basic thing is I prefer not to have that transmission line. And it's hard to, if it has to be on my land, yes, I would expect compensation because of the devalue. And put a figure on that, I don't know how you do that. You'd have to have an auction sale with one quarter land, exactly the same quality, land, soil, surface, and everything, topography. And then that's the only way we could tell the difference of the value. So it'd be very hard, Mr. Kalk, to put a dollar figure on some of that land that has pulls.
So you haven't
on
even got to that
nothing.
Point in discussion of what that figure, and I don't want to know
no,
it if you
no,
have.
No,
but
I guess I don't have an idea. What
okay.
That's
Is there here. Something particular about the siting process that you think is flawed, if you will, or that you would, I shouldn't say flawed, that you would say we should improve upon? That if there's, you're sounding like you're very honest. Not that the other folks haven't been honest, but is there something when you look at the siting process, since you've been involved from the beginning, that if you had changed something, is there something that you think that we could do different or do better?
Yeah, the list goes on. I mean, all of these items that I talked about, that's I can't put a individual. I just listed seven,
yep,
eight of
yep.
them reasons, I guess, but I. They're all, it's just very vague, and I guess it's just hard for me to tell you that.
Okay.
I can go through this and tell you.
But anything that we could do to impact, to reduce the impact to the farming, ranching operations is kind of what I heard.
Yeah.
Okay.
These public meetings are a great step in the right direction for you people to do that. you know, get more opinions and then put it all together afterwards.
Because that's one thing that it's very confusing, I think, to different parts of the group, myself sometimes included, that this is a corridor sighting. We'll be going back through an individual yeah. route sighting at a later date, yeah. and that, I think, will even narrow down the discussion even more. So.
Sure. Okay.
So thank you for your testimony.
All right, thank you.
Any further questions? Commissioner Clark.
I don't know if this is a question, but maybe just to opine a little, because it's the issue of compensation always comes up at mm-hmm. hearings that we hold, and especially with transmission lines, less so on the wind farms, as you might suspect, because mm-hmm. As has come up a few times today, and I think you had mentioned too, with wind farms, there's this annual payment, and it's much greater than it is on transmission lines. So I think, and I'm just sort of estimating out loud here, but my guess is the reason that it becomes such an issue with transmission lines as opposed to wind farms is it's truly a negotiation in the case of a wind farm. The difference is really the courts, judges have a tough job too, but the reason is at the end of the day in a transmission line, courts can come in and say, well, you know, if you can't come to an agreement, we're going to fix a compensation arrangement for you, and here's what it is. And so that's Richter, I think, had mentioned the precedent. Well, that's where precedent comes in, as courts mm-hmm. have kind of determined how compensation is going to be paid at the end of the day. Whereas with wind farms, you know, a landowner can basically tell a developer to go pound sand if they want. They're just, you know, they don't have to, at the end of the day, sign right. this easement, and no court is going to tell them they have to have a wind turbine on their land. Mm-hmm. So it truly becomes more of a negotiation. I'm not saying that's necessarily a good thing, but it's just sort of mm-hmm. kind of the way it is. But anyway, the question about compensation is one that we get
yeah.
a lot, and you know, certainly appreciate it.
Okay.
Follow up, Ms. Smith?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Sagsby?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Lean?
No, Your Honor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rouser.
Okay.
Is there anyone else who wishes to make a statement or testify to the commission? Please state your name for the record.
Kurt Bollingberg.
Spell your last name for me, please, Kurt.
Bollingberg.
You better double check me. Bollingberg. Bollingberg. Mr. Bollingberg, what is your residence address?
5353 Highway 15, Cathay, North Dakota.
Is that also your post office address? Mr. Bollingberg, do you speak on behalf of any group or organization other than
yourself? Just myself.
All right. Mr. Bollingberg, as you heard me advise previous witnesses, your testimony is required to be under oath, and I'm required by law to advise you regarding perjury before administering the oath. Perjury is a false statement of material fact which you do not believe to be true. In North Dakota, perjury is a Class C felony, punishable by a fine up to $5,000, imprisonment for a period of up to 5 years or both. If you raise your right hand, please, being advised regarding perjury, Mr. Bollingberg, do you swear that the testimony which you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
You may proceed.
Addressing your how to make this work better. Earlier, somebody testified to the fact that they're trying to minimize the impact on ag. And where they're doing it by me, instead of running it down a property dividing line, like a half-mile line, they're putting it just one side or the other. So it makes it very difficult to farm around it. If they stuck that thing down a property line, it would be much, much easier. One of the guys I talked to maybe a year ago, they said it's against the law in North Dakota to run it down a half-mile line. I don't believe them. I mean, I know they've stated bad things to other people. I don't know if that's true or not. I think it's because it's more work and they have to get easements from both people. But if you stuck it on a property line, it really does greatly minimize the inconvenience of these things greatly where I'm at. And it's many, many miles that they could just stick it in the half-mile line. Greatly. Because you don't have to farm really around it then. And other people have talked about burying rock piles and such. And you put one of these things in the middle of your field, it's just something you're going to run into. People are going to do damage to things. And he also talked about compensation. And, you know, that guy said it's different than wind energy because with wind energy, they're harvesting a raw material. Holy cow, this is exactly what this is. Compensation, why should people here subsidize energy to someplace else? Why shouldn't it be fair market value? And if you did it in a way, went off rents or something, you could have it renegotiated every 5 years based on egg statistics. There's data out there, ways to do that, that you could make this much more appealing instead of using eminent domain and shoving it down their throats. Basically what Mr. Richter said, I just thought it should be on the record, is he's right. He's right. They're doing that with, they're putting a water pipeline south of us, maybe. Eminent domain, they walk over people, and somebody said you have to make some sacrifices. Why would you have to make people make sacrifices here? Why not make it pleasant for them? It doesn't have to be. And most of the things that you're hearing is that there should be a continual lease. They're taking the land for 100 years, and easements are funny things. Just make it a payment. They can have it, and there can be a system set up. It'd be much more palatable. But I came basically to put it on a property line. That really, really greatly reduces the impact, if possible.
All right. Questions, Ms. Smith?
I'm just wondering if you could tell us where your property is located.
Germantown, and I don't own it. I'm just a renter.
Oh, okay.
Section 27. But there's a, around there, it's pretty, quarters are what people own, and it would really greatly reduce the impact. Okay. Section 27, Germantown.
Okay. I think if we put up map, Exhibit 12E, that shows German Township, and so I just want to make sure we've got the right map up for the discussion.
I'm not saying a specific thing. That's a general thing, not just for me.
And then you said Section 27, right?
That's where I'm impacted.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Sagsveen?
No questions.
Mr. Lead?
No questions.
Questions by the commission. Commissioner Clark.
Well, just thanks for your testimony. It does raise an interesting question that I had been sort of thinking about in my head, which is why it's helpful to have it on the record, sort of your suggestions for how this might work. One of the things that the way our siting rules work is there are a couple of things that kind of work against each other. One is, on a sense, I think you'd like to have them on property lines and along section lines and things like that, which minimizes impact on farm operations. At the same time, there are things in the rules that talk about trying to keep them, you know, away from residences 500 feet, so on and so forth. And of course, people set up their residences typically more on the lines and in the middle of the field for obvious reasons.
Sometimes.
As well. Sometimes. Sometimes you have, you know, different things that can sort of contradict themselves in the.
Right, but if you can do it, and I mean, there's many miles in my place where there's nothing and there's no farmsteads, and it would work very nicely. And they're going to do it on 40 feet off. It's going to be just a minimal distance, and 40 feet. If they do that, you won't get a drill in there. You have a pile of weeds. But if you put it on the line, you just really minimizes the impact.
I don't disagree. Thank you.
If possible, you know, if reasonable.
Yeah. Thank you.
Further questions? Commissioner Cook.
Thank you for your testimony. So looking at that run east to west there, I guess, are you saying that anywhere inside that 1,000-foot corridor, it's not going to do what you're asking it to do to go between property owners?
I'm not sure where the thing is. I don't think they're getting easements from the property owner right north of me. I suspect because it saves them having to deal with two property owners.
Okay.
So they stick it so they don't have to deal with two property owners. And there's some logic in that, but you know, as big a deal as this, and for 100 years, so you have to deal with other property owners. It's saving them some work, I think.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions from the commission? Follow up, Ms. Smith.
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Segney.
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Lean.
No, Your Honor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bollingberg.
Thank you.
Anyone else? I told the commission I thought there'd be maybe 3 or 4 people testify, so we might as well, if there's anyone else who wishes, as I think it was Commissioner Kramer said, this is your only chance. Well, unless you want to come to Washburn later this month, but this is your only chance to tell the commission what you think they should know about this business. Anyone else? Ms. Smith, anything further for the record for this portion of the hearings?
Yes, actually, we would like to bring one more rebuttal witness to address some of the issues.
I'm not going to argue with you this time.
Could we maybe take just a short break?
Yes, I would expect that you should have a short break. Let's be in recess for, will 10 minutes do it?
That should be enough.
Well, 10 minutes, and I won't start without you. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please be seated. Please state your name for the record, sir.
Gary Free. Garrett Free.
And that's F-R-U-E-H?
Yep.
And Garrett is what, two R's?
Yes. And two T's.
Oh, two T's too. Thank you. Mr. Free, what is your residence address?
Martin, North Dakota.
And?
2050 21st Street, Northeast.
Is that also your post office address?
Yes.
And Mr. Free, do you speak for anyone, any group or organization other than yourself or you and your family?
No.
Mr. Free, as you heard me advise previous witnesses, your testimony is required to be under oath, and I am required by law to advise you regarding perjury before administering the oath. Perjury is a false statement of material fact which you do not believe to be true. In North Dakota, perjury is a Class C felony, punishable by a fine up to $5,000, imprisonment for a period of up to 5 years or both. Will you raise your right hand, please? Being advised regarding perjury, Mr. Free, do you swear that the testimony which you're about to give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
You may proceed.
Earlier, one of your people got up here and said that the technology wasn't here yet for bearing the lines, that wasn't capable today. Yet, if they would treat these poles as a wind tower and have to pay for them each year, do you think that possibly the technology would be here already? That by having to pay something each year for what it's worth, that maybe that somebody would have gotten the technology so that we wouldn't have to have these poles out here? I know that there is no farmer in his right mind that wants to farm around a pole. I mean, most farmers have gotten rid of the rock piles, they've gotten rid of obstacles in the on their fields and stuff. When we farm, we've got just about all mile fields, and when we have no potholes, there's just about nothing to go around from one end to the other. But now this year, there's a lot of stuff to go around. But if the companies were made to pay something for rent on these poles per year, maybe somebody would have developed the technology already to put an underground line in, and there'd be more underground lines instead of these. Not only is it something to go around, it's something to look at that you really don't want to see. I mean, when you can look for 15 miles, you know, and then see almost your town, what do you want to look at a pole for out there? That's all I got to say.
Ms. Smith, questions?
I don't have any questions.
Mr. Sagsby?
No questions.
Mr. Liam?
No questions.
Questions from the commission?
But thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Free. Is there anybody else who, having thought about it a little bit more, would wish to make any statement to testify to the commission? Anybody else? Ms. Smith.
Can we then take a break before rebuttal?
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You did indeed. We'll recess for 10 minutes.